Monday, February 21, 2017, sorry, Tuesday, February 21, 2017, hearing before the Seattle Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel. I'm the Deputy Hearing Examiner for the City of Seattle. To my right is Tiffany Koo, the Assistant Legal Assistant for the Hearing Examiner's Office. The matter to be heard today involves a decision by the Department of Finance and Administrative Services to deny the marijuana business license application of Alki Herbal LLC. Mike Norberg filed this appeal seeking review of the decision. The hearing examiner file number for this appeal is L17001. The hearing today is conducted pursuant to Seattle Municipal Code Chapter 16.202.270, the new license code, and Chapter 3.02, the city's administrative code, as well as the hearing examiner rules. Within 15 days of the close of the record, I will be issuing a written decision. A copy will be mailed to each of the parties. That will be the final administrative decision of the city, and there will be a description in that decision on any rights of appeal. All testimony is taken under oath. Each witness may be subject to questioning by the other party. As this is an administrative hearing, it's a little bit less formal than a court hearing, but any evidence that you do introduce must be probative or directed to the subject matter that's under appeal. The process that we'll go through today will be hearing from the department first. The burden of proof is on the appellant, so you guys get to go first. The appellant goes first, and then the department, and then there's an opportunity for rebuttal testimony from the appellants and any closing remarks from the parties. If right now we could have the representative of each party introduce themselves and spell their last name for the record, just to get your voices and your name on the record, be appreciated.
Sure. My name is Michael Norberg, N-O-R-B-E-R-G, and I'm with Alki Herbal. I'm a co-owner.
Thank you.
Rick Norberg, N-O-R-B-E-R-G, co-owner, Alki Herbal.
Thank you.
Stephen Manning, representing FAS, M-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Sherry McLeod with FAS, M-A-C-L-E-O-D.
Thank you very much. Are there any procedural questions at this time?
No, I don't have any.
I don't think so.
And anything we need to do to address before we get started?
No, I guess I would like to address something I was going to present in the evidence, but I just want to, I'm under the impression that the appeal of the decision does not, where am I at here? This is not going to impact us to apply for this in the future. Yeah, we don't have any violations, and the denial ruling in this hearing shall not limit Alki Herbal to apply for the city addendum in the future. That's my understanding. Is this isn't going to limit us? If we get a denial, it doesn't impact us applying again.
The fact that you filed an appeal or have showed up for an appeal wouldn't impact any future application process. Any evidence that you disclose today in the hearing is public, and if that's disfavorable toward that application, it's part of the public record. But otherwise, simply using your appeal rights is not an issue as far as applications go.
Thank you.
Anything further?
No.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and proceed with the hearing from the appellants.
Okay. Alki Herbal.
Are you going to start?
Yeah.
Are you going to testify as well?
I can, yes.
That's entirely up to you.
What we'll do is I'll go through our what we have listed here.
Okay.
And if you would like to add something at the end, I think he's welcome to do that.
All right. We'll wait on that then. For now, I'm going to swear you in.
Okay.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide in today's hearing will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Alki Herbal Limited Liability Company is registered as such with the State of Washington and has been approved by the Liquor and Cannabis Board to produce and process marijuana in the State of Washington. We are here today to appeal the decision and motion FAS to grant an addendum to Alki Herbal as its and its City of Seattle business license for marijuana production and processing. State licensed cannabis producers and processors in the city were granted an addendum in 2015 without any restriction. The City of Seattle, the Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections, DPD or SDCI, has responsibility in the delay Alki Herbal has encountered. Seattle Department of Constructions and Inspections failed addressing a six-year-old remodel that occurred to the north side of the building that has no impact to Alki Herbal's lease space. Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections were clearly aware of this problem from a conversation with Senior Housing and Zoning Inspector Sean Wright in August 2015, when a site inspection at Alki Herbal was initiated. The property at 1128 Southwest Spokane Street had no indication of issues at the time Alki Herbal executed its lease, according to the City of the Seattle Department of Construction Inspection website. Alki Herbal opened the original jacket 6488628 to change its use and apply for a permit to change a door. We were instructed by Senior Housing and Zoning Inspector Sean Wright that we would not be allowed in the building because we did not have any plants currently growing, even though at this time it would have been illegal and caused a violation. We were also made to believe that we would be allowed an addendum once Alki Herbal proved compliance by making its use for the record. We have worked with city review officials to properly document this. Alki Herbal has established use for the record, used to produce and process marijuana at 1128 Southwest Spokane Street. The city has allowed two cannabis license holders to operate for over a year at this location, and upon further review, we found that no paperwork had been filed or even started to change its use to operate legally, something we thought would be not possible with this regulated industry. Alki Herbal was the initiator of this permit and had exposed many issues with the regulating the building. We are the reason this building is now coming into compliance. You will find, I have some documents to enter. You will find the following pages, examples of current companies operating within notice of violations and booking sales month over month. There are many more examples available on the Seattle Department of Construction Inspection website. You'll find also our emails with city departments. So the following pages, and I have copies for everybody.
He's currently licensed without sleeping.
So there's what we have found with our review of our area. We did a review within a mile. The Spokane Street corridor, and there are several companies operating with notice of violations. This is something that Alki Herbal does not have, where we do not have a notice of violation. However, we feel like we're being restricted to operate unfairly. I mean, it doesn't seem to be a level playing field when these other companies have notice of violations, operating and booking sales month after month in the city of Seattle. Some of these companies, all these companies have addendums, as far as I'm aware. Some have moved locations and they're using addendums that they've used from different locations. I'm just trying to understand the process and work through this and get some leniency. We want to work with the city. We've been very transparent, and we just want to move forward. We've been sitting for close to 3 years now. We have our life savings invested in this, and we're going to go bankrupt. And it's hard to it's frustrating for Alki Herbal to see these other companies operate under that aren't farther along in the process that we are with the city, and continue to operate. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to us, and so we're asking for some leniency in an addendum, and even if, and we understand that there seems to be cases made. It can be a case by case basis. So we're asking the FAS to grant us this addendum, and if there is restrictions that they want to put on the addendum, we understand that. We would be more than happy to comply with those restrictions. We understand that the building has problems, but you know, we've put the building on the right track.
We started this.
The three cannabis producing companies that were in that building are no longer there anymore because of us. They did not want to do the process. It seems like a lot of these cannabis companies just did not want to do the work, and we feel like we're doing the work, we're doing it correctly, and I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say. Pretty much it. I just don't understand. I'm here for clarification, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is this that you've handed to me?
This is a binder of the first three pages is just the denial, and then the first tab you will find is my presentation of evidence. The second,
the statement you just read.
Yeah, the statement. Okay. The statement I just read.
Right.
And then you'll notice at the bottom of that, the second page of that statement at the bottom, even though it's hard to read, mm-hmm. it's the current status of the building, and the building is almost complete. I mean, it's going to have permits issued in a short term. I'm very confident of that. All the corrections, most of them are approved, and any of the corrections that are out are just minor wording that need to be pushed back in.
What permits are being sought?
The whole building needs to be re-permitted and re-inspected.
So it's a building permit, or is there any other permit that's involved? Do you know?
It's a construction permit.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we have an electrical permit out. Just a building permit, and then the whole rest of the building has to be, because they've done so much work that's been unpermitted for over the 5 years,
mm-hmm.
That the whole building, under my understanding, has to be gone through and inspected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's holding us up, is the building, from the lack of city enforcement, the building is in such disarray, it's holding us up from our spot. And this portion of the building that has the issue,
mm-hmm.
the old issue, doesn't impact our space whatsoever. I mean, we've even asked the city we would offer them to come and inspect our space. So
mm-hmm.
we won't be moving, and we're just not getting any cooperation
mm-hmm.
on that side.
Okay. And what is the rest of this material?
The second tab is...
So I've got your statement, and at the bottom of that you indicated there's the need for... There's the chart as far as where you are as far as permitting goes, but then there's also...
Yes, this
map.
This map is just an outline of an area, I don't know, to the mile east of us.
All violations.
And all those red dots, 90% of those red dots are cannabis violations, NOVs.
Okay.
So it's just it's an overview map so you can see
the issue.
The issues. And then the following pages are some of those points showing their violation and that they're booking sales month after month through the state website. And then the last tab is our communications with departments, just outlining, showing that we've been trying to understand the process, working through, asking questions.
Mainly Kevin Howell and Sean Wright.
And Sherry, of course.
Those are all correspondents in that.
But, you know, and we've had the conversation with Kevin. There is... things that can be done, a temporary certificate of occupancy could be issued. We're just not getting the leniency that we feel we should be getting because we're not breaking any of the rules, and we're trying to follow the rules. I mean, we are following the rules, but we can't get any assistance, I guess. It seems like the rule breakers get away with everything, and the people that are following the rules don't get any pats on the back.
Is there anything in particular in the correspondence that you're going to discuss, or is it just...
Mainly it's the first page.
Well, I think this first page kind of tells you it's of the email, it's from Sean Wright, basically telling us she's going to sue us, and
basically.
I don't understand that because I've talked to her and I've said, well, if you're not if these people are under violation and you can't get them to do anything, how come you're not suing them? You keep threatening to sue them. Well, sue them. Put them into court. In my experience,
Sean, right? She's a senior SDCI inspector.
Are you going to testify?
Oh, well.
No, it's
sorry, I can't.
Under oath if you're
no, I get it. Go ahead and put me under oath.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Sean Wright is the senior housing inspector.
Okay.
For the Department of Construction and Inspections.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought. I didn't understand. I don't know what I was talking about.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand everything that you presented here.
Yeah. But it seems like she's we're being, you know, in a threatening tone, we're being told that we're going to sue if we do anything wrong. But on the other side of things, there's all these violations and all this uncompliance that nobody seems to be doing anything about.
Okay.
And bottom line is right there.
Okay. Any objection to this being entered as Exhibit 1?
What are we talking about? What documents?
I assume the whole thing. I'd prefer not to go through the whole thing.
Well, we do have an objection to the, I guess under the second tab. I don't know how it's relevant, what other businesses, what their sales are, and whether or not their business is relevant to the application that Alki Herbal submitted.
Okay. Do you have an objection of relevancy as to the second tab?
To the information on the, as to the other marijuana producers and processors.
I think that's all of them in the second tab. I think that's everything that's in the second tab.
Well, but then there's a second portion, which is...
That's a third tab, at least the way it was in my book.
Okay. So you're right. Under the second tab, that's my objection.
Okay. Is there any objection to the third tab?
The third tab, I don't object to the email from Sean Wright. So the first six pages, there's no objection to. I do have an objection to the rest of it, as the city has not had time to go through.
We'll give you time.
Okay. I just don't. Can we explain? I'll object to this on relevance because I don't understand what the relevance of all these emails are when they just testify just to the first email. And we have no objection to that first email.
So we've got two objections. I'll hear the first one. Any responses to the objection concerning relevancy on the other activities that you've identified in tab two?
No, I have no objection. I mean... I understand.
You understand the objection.
Yeah, I understand the objection.
So I'm going to uphold the objection since it isn't necessarily relevant to your hearing what's going on with other people. I understand your argument.
Yes. No.
Whether you are entitled to an application isn't necessarily.
I understand that.
Even if everybody else is doing.
I understand that.
Totally get it.
Okay. That portion. I'm going to do this as a single exhibit because I don't want to try to fish through all of these.
Sure.
Documents. So that portion is not admitted. As far as tab three goes, it's correspondence. You only discussed the first one. I'm not going to not allow it on a basis of relevance because it may be relevant. That's a question more of weight. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to read this unless you direct me to.
So no, I understand.
I hit it.
All right. So this is Exhibit 1. It has the statement and the correspondence. Anything further from the appellants?
No.
Okay, that's your main argument. Any questions from the department for the appellants before we go on to your main?
Just a few. Mm-hmm. So you, currently at this time, you don't have a certificate of occupancy?
No, we do not.
From SDCI? Okay, so let's go to this email that you introduced. So I'm referring to the email that was August 4th, 2016. It says it's from Sean Wright, and it's to you and Sharon McLeod and Rick Norberg, William Mills, Kevin Ho. Are those, looks like those are all people with City of Seattle. So I just want to get clarity on this. So is the, trying to identify who's writing what here?
Well, the writing in blue is from SDCI.
We can just have one person testifying at a time. That I think would be helpful.
Is the writing in blue is from SDCI of Sean Wright.
Okay.
The second page that out of two of the six is, it's that's my my questions I'm asking to the city, trying to understand the process. I asked some specific questions in on page 3 of 6 about asking for a temporary C of O, trying to understand, will getting official permits allow us to get the addendum? We've had some, it seems like over the couple years we've been dealing with this, it seems like the goalpost kind of moves around a little bit on how they feel they want to respond to our questions. So I was just trying to get some firm questions in writing, so we can find what the goalpost really is without it moving, and I tried to do that with this email.
And it looks like on the second page, Ms. Wright's talking about a notice of violation for a building and land use notice of violation for 1128 Southwest Spokane. I'll get to my question in just a second.
Okay. But
she is talking about that on the second page. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and she's talking about enforcing that violation, and that was the lawsuit you were referring to in your testimony?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions.
Anything further to add from the appellants after questioning?
No.
Okay. We'll proceed with the department then, please.
Thank you. We have procedural note. We have the letter that was sent to Al-Guy Herbal and then the appeal of that letter. I don't know if that's already in the record or...
Nothing's in the record until it's entered yet. We only have the exhibit.
This is an exhibit.
So this will be exhibit 2, and this includes both the original letter of denial from the city, dated January 5th, 2017, and the request for an appeal from Al-Guy Herbal. Any objection to this being entered as Exhibit 2?
Yeah, no objections.
Okay.
Okay, first witness will be Sherry McLeod.
Hi, I'm Sherry McLeod with FAS, and I am the Marijuana Implementation Program Coordinator.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide in today's hearing will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, are you familiar with Al-Guy Herbal?
Yes, I am.
And did you have in front of you what's been referred to as Exhibit Number 2. What is that we're looking at?
It is a letter of denial of application for the marijuana business license.
And did you write this letter?
I did.
And can you tell us why you wrote this letter?
I wrote this letter because we had received an application for the marijuana business license from Al-Guy Herbal, and the application was incomplete. And we had notified the business. This was probably the third application we had received from this business for the license with time, and we had sent back a, essentially it's a checklist of what is missing and what we need to have a complete application. We still didn't have a complete application, so I sent out the denial.
And what was the application missing?
It was missing a copy of the state license, and it was missing a copy of either the certificate of occupancy for the use that's intended for the space or a final permit for the use for the intended space.
And you say that they were missing those documents, and those are required. How are those required? Can you explain that?
They're actually required on the application itself, which I have here. On the application, it'll ask for a copy of the state license so that we have a current license that shows they are approved by the state of Washington to, in this case, conduct a producer-processor marijuana activity. We request a copy of their city license, just the regular business license, and then we request a copy of the certificate of occupancy, if available, or a copy of the final permit. And these items are all requested on what's called the application addendum. So I believe that is what Rick was referring to when he kept using the term addendum. So on the addendum itself is where we make these requests to enclose a copy of those.
And have you developed an understanding as to why some of the permits have not been yet issued by SDCI?
Yes, there have been issues at that building, the largest one being that the type of use urban farm is only allowed in that zone, which is, I believe, an IG1, if it was established prior to a certain date, and that, I believe, is what has caused some of the delays for the urban farm portion. The processing portion they could work towards acquiring.
And do you know what that date is?
It is, I want to say, January 4th of 2016. Sorry, I don't have it.
Let me hand you what I propose as exhibit number 3.
So one of the...
Hold on one second. Okay. Can you tell us what this is that you're...
So this exhibit is SDCI's tip number 134. It's sent out to businesses intending to operate as a marijuana business in Seattle, and it gives information on some of the requirements necessary to operate that type of business, including on page 4 the base zone. And this kind of gives an overview of where certain types of marijuana businesses can operate in the city based on the zoning of that building itself or that parcel. And this one was identified as a G1, which is, an IG1, Industrial General 1, which does permit urban farm, but with certain conditions and restrictions.
And where are those conditions and restrictions listed in this document?
It is under footnote 1, lower down on the page, and one that seems to... refer to this issue as 1B.
Okay, and that gives a date, unless they were established prior to January 4th, 2016, and your knowledge was the use established prior to January 4th, 2016?
No, but yeah.
And then it also says, that would be an additional, strike that. City moves to amend this to number 3.
Any objection?
No, to the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, no objection to the paper.
Okay. Exhibit 3 is admitted.
Uh, no additional questions.
What exhibit is this? Is
it three? Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for the department?
I guess I would like to make sure the department's aware that we have been approved use for the record under these under this TIP 134. It is made for the record that on the DPD website that we qualify under TIP 134 to operate and produce marijuana at that location.
Okay, I'll come back to you about that. Or maybe we could discuss that. I am a little confused. You said that the urban farm is prohibited by the zone completely,
unless it was before
that January 4th and established and permitted
and under
by January 4, 2016.
Not more than 5,000 square feet.
Right. So there's those limits, and nothing can come in after that.
Correct.
Yes.
And when you say that you're permitted, is that something different than that? Or?
Well, there's a process in the review process with the DPD. It's called POTEC, where they either deny or accept that you qualify for these to fall into that space. And that we had worked through that process, and we have been, it's approved on the website through POTEC that we have met the criteria for the January 4th. What is it? 2016 date. So we qualify. I mean, we understand this. We understand the zoning in that mm-hmm. in that building. And
so, based on a determination by the department.
Department, yeah, of, mm-hmm. of SDCI.
And was that introduced in your?
It's actually on the website. But I did list that on page one in my initial presentation of evidence. The graph below, even though it's hard to see, there's a section called POTEC, which is the reviewer's name is Mr. Bill Mills. Has approved us. We do have some email, but it stating that we were approved, but it wasn't sufficient when we presented that to FAS and for moving forward with that application for the addendum.
All right, I cannot read this.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it says.
It's the reviewer POTEC, which is takes care of that area. The zoning has approved us, and it's marked approved.
Where?
It's like the fourth line, Dave.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. It says POTEC, and over to the right it says approved. Well, and this is the original letter we got from Bill Mills, but Kevin Howe. And this is from the lead housing and zoning inspector, Serverside. According to Bill Mills, which is the reviewer for POTEC, the documents that you've provided to prove that your business existed prior to January 4th, 2016 were sufficient. Until all the reviews are completed, Bill will not be able to approve his portion of the review. We've been waiting for, the process is a long process to have to go through the mm-hmm. Review process. So at the last upload that the architect had done, Bill Mills had, you know, it was already approved prior, but he couldn't approve it until the next upload came in, and it had been done.
Is that letter in the record?
This email is not in the record.
Not in all of these emails that you gave me?
It probably is, actually, yeah. I can.
It might be.
I've got the Is it too late to enter it in the record?
I may have flipped right to it. I don't know.
Wow.
I've got a...
It's in order.
I've got an email dated... looks like page 3 of 4. So it's part of a chain. Maybe another spot in here as well, but I've got a... Let me see it. Make sure it's the same one.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick. I spoke with Bill Mills about your... Okay, so I...
Yeah, it's already in there.
It's somewhere in here. I don't know where to begin to explain where that is. It may be in here multiple times as well. Because it's part of a chain.
Yes.
You gave a copy of that to the department. Okay, great.
I gave a copy.
Oh, okay.
Is there any comment on this from the department? What this might mean?
We have no objection to being admitted.
Oh, it's already admitted.
Okay.
So,
I do have a question. So on this email, it says in the second paragraph, first paragraph, last sentence, before FAS can issue the license, they check with SDCI on whether the use has been established or not. One of the licensing requirements is that the use must be established and has a certificate of occupancy or a CFO. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't have the certificate of occupancy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. No more questions.
So from the department, what are we missing still in the record? Record. It sounds like at the beginning when there was the denial, there was some things that were missing that may have changed. At this point, I don't know. I've heard from testimony today that we were missing, for example, the state permit was missing at the time of application. You said it's there. Is that still the same record with your department?
I looked online before coming this morning, and they do have a current license with the state. We don't have a copy of it, so we still don't have any of the attachments, including the certificate of occupancy, which is, according to SDCI, is required, so we don't have a copy of that. The state license, which they likely have that, so that one's easy. So we're still missing pieces.
You're still missing the certificate of occupancy and the state license.
Correct.
Okay. So they don't have a copy of your state license. And is it my understanding from both of you that essentially this is in permit process as far as certificate of occupancy?
Correct. It's not it's not in the permit process. It's almost to the permit process. It needs to go through the review process before permits will be issued. And we're almost to that stage right now. They go through the review process to make sure all the plans that you've uploaded, all the corrections that the building is doing, are going to meet the requirements that the city has laid out. There's been since negligence on SDCI for not monitoring the building for the past 5 years. It's a much longer and arduous process to get the permits rather than just us coming in, taking a small lease space and applying for a change of use. Like I mentioned earlier, the permits problems that the building has don't impact our space. It's from a remodel that's done. So we're held up from that north side.
Understood. Okay. And when I see these, usually it's in the violation. There's been a violation for lack of permit. And in those, what I'm usually seeing is someone's either in compliance or they're not. They've gotten a civil violation. But are those individuals, do they have permits, business licenses from the city?
Some do and some don't.
Right.
I mean, now.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, some of them have been issued additional violations if they continued.
But they're operating without that license.
And that's why they got the violation.
Right. I got. So you're appealing whether you get that license or not, correct?
Yeah, that endorsement to our City of Seattle business license, yes.
And you understand what you need to have fulfilled to get that license?
We do understand what we need to fulfill that license.
And are you arguing that you have fulfilled it today? Or
no, I'm not arguing that we fulfilled the license, but what we're arguing is that there's cases made where on a case-by-case basis they have issued that endorsement. And we feel that we would fall into that criteria.
They're allowed to operate or they have that license?
They are allowed to operate and they have a license. There are cases where a company will move into a location and have an addendum for a different location, but they're allowed to operate, and it's public knowledge. We're asking for what we'd like to do is get a temporary certificate of occupancy, which is available, and which would give us the addendum. However, with not with SDCI not giving us any leniency. It's my understanding that FAS has the ability to write us the addendum so we can be correct under the law. If for some reason we're not able to fulfill that permitting and the COO in a specific amount of time, like a year when the addendum is up for renewal, then we get an automatic denial. That's the case I bring forward. With in 2015, all state licensed and operating marijuana companies in the City of Seattle were given an addendum. No questions asked, no background check on the notice of violations. They're just said here. And what I understand the process and why you're doing it, I think it's a good process. But upon renewal is what's happening is they're getting denied. And I understand that. What I would like is the same consideration. I mean, I'm now an operating producer and processor of cannabis under the state of Washington. I would like the addendum given to me without any restriction, based on our ability to move our process forward, there is a 100% chance that we would have our process done before the next renewal process. And we're even willing to go beyond that. I mean, if we wanted to put a six month addendum on ours, we're confident that we're moving the process forward to make this stuff happen. We just aren't getting those considerations, and we're asking for those considerations.
Okay. I have a couple questions. I'm getting a bit of far afield, but so in the department, do you have any understanding of what this addendum is? Any comments on what they're requesting in the context of what's being appealed today?
He keeps referring to it as an addendum, but it's a marijuana business license.
Mm-hmm.
And the addendum was the second part of the application, and that's where you're supposed to attach and affix the different items that we require as part of the application. Excuse me. And I missed the second part of your question. I'm sorry.
I was just asking you to respond to what they're asking for.
So we don't have a conditional license. The license that we have is valid through June of each year. So the renewal is coming up in 4 months. In fact, we'll be sending out renewals in April. To notify people. The We do issue the license if we are given a copy of a temporary certificate of occupancy.
And whose discretion is that to issue?
That's considered...
Is it within your department's discretion or another department?
Well, it's considered approval from DCI, and that's all we need.
So, but that comes from DCI,
not
from your department?
No, it does not.
See, that's a building department issue.
Correct.
If I can just add in, there's it's kind of a black and white issue. It's either do they have the required information in the application? If so, then they go forward. If not, then it's mandatory language in the SMC that they have to deny that application. So that's really all we hear about today. At the time they submitted their application, they've admitted they didn't have a certificate of occupancy or even the state license. FAS had to deny the application.
So that's my second question. This isn't a mitigation hearing. This isn't an opportunity for the folks to work it out. I'm here to decide a matter of law.
Sure.
Yes or no on the line. I did ask some of my questions to help clarify where you're at, if that helps for you to have that information. However, the question before me is, did you comply with the law for the licensing? And I guess I'm asking you one last time, is there some specifics under the law that you're here to tell me that you've complied with it or not?
No, we do not have permits issued, and we do not have a certificate of occupancy. But I'd like to add to that is...
Is there any guidance under the law that you see for me that I have leniency or power to do anything other than decide on that?
Could you repeat the question?
Is there any... So you've asked for mitigation or leniency or a temporary certificate of occupancy, and you're here before the hearing examiner to ask for these things. Is there anything in the code that provides for me to have the power to grant those?
Well, there is not. To answer your question, no, but I'm still trying to understand how in 2015 all licensed marijuana producers and processors were given an addendum or an endorsement to the City of Seattle business license without any restriction, but we're not able to get that. I know we weren't operating state license under that time frame, but I don't understand that.
Okay. Unless the department has any comment on that, I mean, I can't provide legal advice or comment on things. I mean, I'm here just to decide, do you meet the law or not?
No.
And I mean, a lot of your questions are essentially sound like they'd be directed to the building department or FAS.
Well, it's my understanding that, you know, SDCI has the authority to grant us a temporary change of use. And upon that, we would get an approval from FAS. We're having trouble to do that, but my understanding was also that FAS does have the power to write to approve the addendum without SDCI's approval. If they have that, I believe they have that authority, and if they have that authority, that's what we're asking for.
Okay. Well, my authorities are strictly with what's in the code and what's not. I'm a creature of code. So unless there's anything further from the party, closing statements?
I think we're good.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Then that will close today's hearing. Thank you.
Have a great day.